are now into hour number four. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Congressman Brad Sherman, who was told, vote for this or we'll declare physical martial law. Ron Paul, probably popping in. Comment on the bailout passing, the banker takeover. Former Congressman Dan Hamburg joins us. Written major articles for major publications detailing how they were planning this controlled financial implosion. 16 months ago was one of the bigger ones in the San Francisco Chronicle. He's with us for about five more minutes. You heard him say they're coming after the web. They're attacking the web. That's their main target. And a false flag attack that's even come out in mainstream news. They launch regulations, taxes. It's all happening. And they have their reported agents, FBI informant, their reported FBI informant, putting out a hoax that's gotten traction I've never seen. And he's put out a bunch of hoaxes before. And believe me, I don't want to get in a fight with this guy, but I have to for the Republic. Very dangerous crew around him. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a big history of white supremacists being fed. It's come out in the news, in Texas Monthly and Reuters, everywhere. It's kept very quiet, but it's out there for you saying, you know, that all the banks are going to shut down next week. And this has gotten huge traction. They're talking about it on the street in Austin. We can combat this. Go get our article, Hoax Bank Closure Story Peddles Bailout Propaganda. Get it out to everybody you know and fight this lie. And again, it mirrors the White House saying, do everything we say, give us all the power or depression. They want to orchestrate it to bring in their solution. Help us get the story out that martial law was threatened on Congress. Now they've signed over martial law power financially. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said that an hour and a half ago here. I mean, this is, we've got the key info up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Help us counter the lies. Now is the key time in the battle because the people are against what the criminal groups in the government are doing, these cartels. And so they're really ready to hear the truth right now. Congressman, how important is this?
You have Brad Sherman on, and when you have Ron Paul on later, I hope that you'll ask them if they understand what Bush did on August 28th. When he extended the so-called state of national emergency and extended by implication, and I'm sure by law, HSPD 20 and NSPD 51. I don't believe, and I've discussed this with one of the national authorities on it, Peter Dale Scott, I don't believe that Congress is even aware of their statutory responsibilities under the National Emergencies Act to review the any state of emergency declared by the president. By statute, has to be reviewed by the House and the Senate with resolutions passed to continue them every 6 months. And in nearly, what has it been, 7 years since 9/11, there has never once been a session of the House or the Senate in which the state of emergency has been even acknowledged to exist.
And Congressman, what you're saying is key. We have been on the stove with the martial law turned on simmer. They are now jacking it up to high.
Well, that's exactly right. And they do have these measures in place. In fact, we know how bad they are by what we can see. But when Peter DeFazio and Benny Thompson and members of the House Homeland Security Committee tried to find out what was in the addenda under which we, the United States of America, are being ruled, they were told that they were not going to be allowed to see this information.
And then the chairman asked for it. So as a former congressman,
right,
what does that mean when the White House, the executive, tells the legislative, which is co-equal, that they're not allowed to be involved in that? That is dictatorship of the executive.
Well, it absolutely is. And that's why I'm saying we are already under this so-called continuity of government, this COG formulation, by virtue of the fact that the Congress has become basically vestigial. Basically, the Congress is no longer a co-equal branch of the government.
Okay, we're going to end the main.
This is a good demonstration of that.
We've got to end the main interview with you, and the other congressman's coming up in about 10 minutes. But for the Internet listeners and the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, let's do three final minutes with you about solutions. And folks can later see that on PrisonPlanet.tv and when it's ripped all over the web. So we'll do three more minutes with our guest, the Honorable Congressman Dan Hamburg, and then we will get our next sitting congressman on for you as well.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Congressman, in closing, tell us about a couple of your websites. People can check out some of the articles you've written and the research you've done, documenting everything you've been saying.
Myself and my co-author, Lewis Seiler, we have several articles that are up on our website, many articles, www.voiceoftheenvironment.org, also www.voteaction.org. You can see the articles we've written, a recent article we wrote on state of emergency, the last 6 months of the Bush administration. Many of the things that we were talking about in that article, sadly, now seem to be coming to pass.
And we need all the major papers that aren't fully controlled to report on this now and expose what's happening. It is really the end of the republic unless we use this attempted putsch, this junta, to expose these criminals and remove them. Congressman, thank you so much for spending time with us.
It's my pleasure, Alex. Good luck.
Yeah, good night and good luck, and God bless you. Take care. All right, in the 5 minutes or so while we're waiting for the next congressman, sitting congressman, Brad Sherman, to call in, I want to play, and then later we'll play the rest of it. This is in like just a few minutes into Matrix of Evil, where I go before the city council with over 1,000 others, but only about 100 got to speak because of time constraints for 4 hours, and expose the Patriot Act and laid out what's now happening. We'll play as much of this as we can while we get the congressman on. Here it is.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Jones, you're now at your maximum of 15 minutes. I will say, folks, occasionally you'll see myself or council members leaving the dais. I promise you when we're back in the back, there's a television and audio we can hear and see.
Oh, yes, don't, Mayor, I believe you.
Don't be offended when I leave.
I'm not offended.
Welcome, Mr. Jones. You have 15 minutes.
Well, thank you. And I hope you do stay because this is important. And I want to thank the people that came here that are part of the second American Revolution. We shall prevail. That is a guarantee. Because as the New World Order turns up the heat, they're going to form more resistance. The tighter they squeeze, the more people are going to have that light bulb go off above their head. Now, I believe this council is made up of good people, and I think it's great that Jackie Goodman, Mayor Pro Tem, has brought this forward. Let's go through the facts. And John Ashcroft and Lord Bush and their military-industrial complex owners, who are setting up a military dictatorship, I mean, this is admitted, PNAC documents, cannot hide the reality of what's happening. In fact, Ashcroft, 6 months ago, really committed a federal crime. In sworn testimony before the House and Senate, he said there is no new terrorism legislation. It's not been introduced. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act, the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act, House and Senate versions. It's like if I got up here and said the sun didn't come up this morning. He'd laugh at me, but the press didn't call him on it. Now he's saying there is a Patriot Act 2 and Victory Act 1 and Victory Act 2, and you better pass all of them. You know what's in Patriot Act 2, Section 501? You put the description of a terrorist under Section 802 of the first Patriot Act, you can be arrested. Secretly executed. That's right. A 3 military judge panel. Now, what is Section 802 of the first Patriot Act? It passed on October 27th, 2001, at 5 in the morning, when no one was allowed to read it, according to members of Congress. The definition of terrorist is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. They have many other definitions about anything that influences government. Go read it for yourself. They're counting on you not reading it. They're counting on you not finding it. Ron Paul and others have pointed out that Hitler and Stalin and people didn't have the nerve to put stuff like this down on paper. They just did it. That's what's so amazing about this. And to see the assistant U.S. attorney here peddling this is really sad, but I know it's under orders. Because 2 months ago, it was reported that Ashcroft met out in Hollywood with the heads, the big editors of all the newspapers, and the heads of law enforcement, and said, we'd like you to go out and write editorials, editors. We'd like U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys, write editorials, get on talk shows. 2 months ago, it was reported that Ashcroft met out in Hollywood with the heads, the big editors of all the newspapers, and the heads of law enforcement, and said, we'd like you to go out and write editorials, editors. We'd like U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys, write editorials, get on talk shows. Get out there and sell the this is the people, this is good, this is a wonderful thing. So I want the council, in case you don't know this, and the people here today to understand that it's a stage-managed event. I mean, it really was hatched in a smoky room to oppress you, to manipulate you, to con you. Now, that makes me very angry, and that's why it's so exciting that this council may simply just say we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we will not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And in this city, America is still America. I mean, it's just that simple. Now, I'm sure you heard about 5 years ago about the FBI crime lab. The head of it, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who I've interviewed several times, said, I'm not doing this anymore. We've been framing people, manufacturing evidence. This is out of control. I've interviewed FBI agent Tyrone Powers, who talked about how they would frame people, the different criminal things they would do. Tulia, Texas, 56 black people, no criminal record, no drug paraphernalia, no nothing. On the word of one corrupt cop, gave them all 20 to 90 years in prison. Now you think about that. Houston crime lab, thousands framed indiscriminately. The police chief had to admit it because his job's on the line. He's claiming, oh, I'm going to fix that problem. It's the equivalent of Hermann Göring, promising to stop what Hitler was up to. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So this is why we restrict the scope and size of government and its power over us in our lives. Because we know there's criminals on the street. We know there's bad people. But they don't have the massive mechanisms, the machinery of government and military and militarized police and prison complexes to oppress at levels never before seen. Last century, 200 million killed by government. 200 million killed. Millions of American Indians, Native Americans, killed in this country. So don't tell me we shouldn't have a concern when the most draconian legislation in the history of the world, dwarfing Byzantine Spain and France, is rolled out against the people. gentlemen. That was going back, what, 4 years ago when we got Austin to throw out the Patriot Act and say the Bill of Rights and Constitution still existed. And before the show ends, I'm going to air the rest of my speech there. We'll back it up a little bit so you can hear it all. That's from the film Matrix of Evil. I am very honored to have Congressman Brad Sherman on the air with us. Harvard Law School, this is education, J.D., magna cum laude, UCLA, B.A., he goes on, instructor, Harvard Law School International Tax Program. His bio goes on and on, so he can certainly speak to the fact of martial law. We've talked to other congressmen here on air that have said, yes, they've been threatened with the U.S. collapsing, martial law being installed. The Army has announced in the Army Times NORTHCOM's deploying a brigade, going to bring others in for civil unrest. We'll use our microwave cannons on the people. I mean, this is all happening in the last week. And we saw the financial terrorism of the White House saying, pass this bill, give us immunity, give us all this power, or we're going to have a depression. And then it didn't pass Monday, so the market dropped $1 trillion, $200 billion. If that isn't economic terrorism, I don't know what is. So we have the congressman on. We only have him for 5 minutes, five, 6 minutes. Congressman Brad Sherman, thank you for coming on, sir.
Good to be with you. You know, Wall Street used these panic tactics to get us to pass the $700 billion. What the bill really is $700 billion in unmarked bills. They said the market would drop by 4,000 points, blood would flow in the streets, and lions would be devouring children in the parks of Los Angeles. Now that the bill is passed, our economy is still going to be very bad in the fall and winter. But the Wall Street folks will come out and say, well, it was a great bill. After all, there are no lions in the parks of Los Angeles. So we've got to do everything we can to focus people's attention on this bill as it's carried out, because it allows Paulson to go up to Wall Street. He can give money to one firm. He cannot return phone calls from another firm. He can find out which firms are donating to the 527 organizations, which take secret contributions and then make political advertising. He can look at the RNC donor list. He can do anything he wants.
Congressman, I know that you're moving forward now, as a good congressman would, for your constituents, now that the corruption has passed through economic terrorism. But let's go back to what you said on the floor in the last 24 hours about members of Congress. And I've talked to some. They're afraid to even come on and talk about it, being told there will be martial law in America and we'll just do this with or without you if you don't do this. That is incredible. And I just had the former head of the Treasury on earlier, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts from Reagan, had a policy saying that this gives them economic martial law.
Well, I know that some comments like that were made. I didn't take them seriously. I know some would. I thought it was just an overblown effort to create a panic in order to pass a bad bill.
Is that not terrorism? Is not the definition to threaten harm or carry out harm for a political aim, sir?
Well, they didn't say they'd shoot anybody. Usually terrorism involves threats of violence, and whether a drop in the Dow is violent or not, I mean, I'm sure that somebody had a heart attack when the market dropped a few hundred points. But keep in mind, we passed the bill, and I'm told the market is down.
Sir, we have cyber terrorism. They call hacking terrorism under the Patriot Act, Section 802. Any action, you know, they claim that is even a misdemeanor is terrorism. I mean, to have $1 trillion, $200 billion loss in one day with them fear mongering, I call that economic terrorism.
Well, I don't think of it as that big a loss. That was somebody on the other side of town sells their house at a fire sale price, I don't really think that makes me think all of a sudden I'm a lot poorer.
I understand.
There are a few people who sold at fire sale prices on last Monday, and the fact is, if they held, I mean, the same people say we lost $1 trillion Monday would say, well, we made back 2/3 of a trillion Tuesday. The whole GDP of this country is only $14 trillion. I don't think we made $1 trillion or lost $1 trillion on any one day.
Sir, here's the $64 million question. You and other members of Congress say, yeah, well, there were some people threatening martial law, but we don't you know, think they meant it. They were just trying to fearmonger, which I mm-hmm. call terrorism, into it. That's a huge issue. Specifically, sir, we need to know names. Who told you that they were told that martial law and blood in the streets, as you said, would happen?
Private conversations between members on the floor, you really can't reveal without the permission of the other party.
I understand, but were there arm twisters coming up, or were they scared? I mean, how was it said specifically?
I think these were people who really believed what they were saying. I don't think these were people who got called by Goldman Sachs and said, well, go say this or go say that. The panic takes a life of its own. One person says market will drop 2,000 points. Somebody else says 2,500. Somebody else says 3,000. Somebody else says the unemployment will jump immediately to 9%. Somebody hears that.
It spreads. It gets worse and worse. So
yeah,
something...
no, I mean, I don't think there was, or at least I'm not aware of this being, carefully orchestrated. But no. I think now what we have to do is expose those circumstances where we're bailing out a particular firm and how many of the executives at firm are continuing to make $1 million a year, $5 million a year, $20 million a year. That's the message that needs to get out each and every time assets are purchased by Treasury on this.
By the way, Congressman, you are, for the listeners, uniquely positioned to be able to comment on all this. You work for some of the most important and prestigious firms doing audits of multinational corporations and of government entities. So you know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, but there's going to be a lot of information that is not public, and it's going to take investigative reporters to find out things that congressmen can't find out and that the public is not going to be aware of. You know, I have to go right now, but it's been a pleasure being with you.
Sir, let us get you back on for longer in the near future. Thank you, Congressman.
Look forward to it.
Thank you. We skipped that break because we got him on a few minutes late, and then he only had about 5-6 minutes. So there you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there were people on the floor saying they were told martial law and literal blood in the streets if this didn't happen, and they were told this, but I can't tell you who told me. Meanwhile, the Army is in the Army Times saying, oh, we're here for civil emergency martial law. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act says that the governors run nothing, Congress runs nothing, PDD 51, it's all there, and this is being threatened. And now, according to Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts earlier, this gives economic martial law power to the Treasury. So one way or the other, they got it. Now, I'm going to do this. I want to open the phones up. I want to open the phones up for people out there listening at the bottom of the hour, specifically on what you think of the banker takeover and the martial law and all of it. We're busting our butts here to bring you these congressmen, these eyewitnesses, these reports. We really appreciate all of you tuning in today. Record audiences. The Internet's a small part of our audience, hundreds of thousands. But still, it's a key gauge, and it's record streams listening on the InfoWars streams, record people tuned in just there. I know there's record numbers listening on the AM and FM dial, shortwave satellite right now. The Internet's an engaged. By the way, I misspoke earlier. I said 83,000 people a day download the podcast. It's now 98,000. In 1 week, it's grown to 98,000 a day downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we skipped this network break. Don't worry, sponsors, will get your ads played on a later date for that break there. But in times like these, we've got to take every minute we've got. So I didn't just skip that on the Internet stream. We skipped that network-wide, but I'm only going to give each caller about a minute. I'm really bad about taking long questions, then I babble. I'm just going to let you have your say, kind of like radio graffiti, as some call it. I'm not even going to comment much. I'm just going to let you have your rant. Be ready, 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. A lot of days, Ron Paul says, I can definitely come on at this time, and then he always comes on, or sometimes something comes up, and then he has to reschedule. He may be popping in still in the next 40 minutes. So that might mess up some of those that want to call in. But barring him calling in during the calls we'll be taking, we'll be going to those. I'm going to take a break right now for the next 5 minutes and finish up some of my speech before the city council in Austin 4 years ago. Back that up about 20 seconds for listeners out there. And we'll continue with how long ago we were warning everybody about the situation. And we'll come back. We'll take the next break in about 4 minutes. And then we'll come back and take your phone calls right here on the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. Now, that makes me very angry, and that's why it's so exciting that this council may simply just say we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we will not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And in this city, America is still America. I mean, it's just that simple. Now, I'm sure you heard about 5 years ago about the FBI crime lab. The head of it, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who I've interviewed several times, said, I'm not doing this anymore. We've been framing people, manufacturing evidence. This is out of control. I've interviewed FBI agent Tyrone Powers, who talked about how they would frame people, the different criminal things that they would do. Tulia, Texas, 56 black people, no criminal record, no drug paraphernalia, no nothing. On the word of one corrupt cop, gave them all 20 to 90 years in prison. Now, you think about that. Houston crime lab, thousands framed indiscriminately. The police chief had to admit it because his job's on the line. He's claiming, oh, I'm going to fix that problem. It's equivalent of Hermann Göring, promising to stop what Hitler was up to. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So this is why we restrict the scope and size of government and its power over us in our lives. Because we know there's criminals on the street. We know there's bad people. But they don't have the massive mechanisms, the machinery of government and military and militarized police and prison complexes to oppress at levels never before seen. Last century, 200 million killed by government. 200 million killed. Millions of American Indians, Native Americans, killed in this country. So don't tell me we shouldn't have a concern when the most draconian legislation in the history of the world, dwarfing Byzantine Spain and France, is rolled out against the people. Now, I could list the crimes. I could list the crimes of the FBI, the Defense Department, state police, local police, all day long. My point is, history shows us that we must watch and we must control and we must limit powerful men. Because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I challenge members of this distinguished body to be part of history, to not abstain, to get out on the field in your life, and you'll truly be alive. To not sell out to this corrupt system. You know, I spoke right before Ron Paul just a few weeks ago, right outside Austin. He talked about how his poll numbers just go up and up and up, and the support just gets greater and greater and greater as he resists all of this, and as he says no to this, and as he throws the lobbyist out of his office. The truth is, when the whole world's sold out, you guys are going to get more power out of not going with the system. This thing is in terminal velocity. This thing is falling down around itself. The corruption, the comprehensive annual financial reports, the scams. Now, got about 9 minutes left. I'm going to try to go through these points because they're all very, very important. Section 213 of the First Patriot Act lets them break in your house or any business and take whatever they want or plant whatever they want and not tell you for 6 months they were there. And they're administrative. They're rubber stamps. They aren't for Billy Bob's house because we think he has this under the Fourth Amendment. They're for everybody. They're for whole classes of people. And now under the new Patriot Act, they have sections where they say our officers need not even need these administrative subpoenas or warrants. They can just carte blanche, go anywhere they want for any crime or suspected crime. And the spokesman for the Justice Department just a few months ago, after Ashcroft admitted, okay, there is a Patriot Act too, went before the House of Senate, and this was in the news in the Associated Press, and said, well, yeah, we're going to use this in all crimes, all drug crimes, everything. Misdemeanors, third-degree felonies, everything. That's on the record. U.S. attorneys, deputy attorneys, assistant attorneys, all these people, they're saying, yeah, we're going to use this for everything. They are using it for everything. The Victory Act, which is a continual salvo in this attack on the American people, clearly states that any possession of a controlled substance is an act of terrorism under Section 802, pointing back to that enacting clause. Well, it endangers human life. It's a weapon of mass destruction. They've actually got articles in the news about, oh, yeah, they're charging people with weapons of mass destruction because they had marijuana. We don't want to be part of this. This is crazy. People disappearing in the middle of the night. I mean, what did Alexander Solzhenitsyn say in Gulag Archipelago? Oh, how we burned in the camps later, wishing that when the secret police went out at night to come to our doors, we would have met them. Met them downstairs with pokers and axes and daggers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Rhodes Scholar was founded by Cecil Rhodes of England for the purpose of educating bright young men to learn to rule the world? He said in 1890 that within 100 or so years, there would be enough trained men that world government could be achieved. President Bill Clinton and several in his administration were Rhodes Scholars. Was Cecil Rhodes right? Are we approaching this world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call. It's free.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Who is that horseman? I think I know him.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring.
You are living history. Things are negative. But
I am
the very
still
same
alive.
Time, they're very positive.
I was a sailor.
The New World Order is being revealed. And the millions of freedom lovers who expose the New World Order to so many. Their credibility is rising right now.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a
boat. We were right. We were the watchmen and women on the wall. We were there.
But I'm living still.
They were in prison, attacked, audited, killed,
across the river deep and
persecuted,
wide.
Shot at.
We're steel and water deep.
To bring you the information you are now receiving.
A place called Boulder on the Wild.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. The truth. Veritas. That which unlocks the very soul.
But
time still ran.
We stood in history against the evil. We told the truth. We didn't falter. We didn't waver. We didn't give in to evil. And for that, we will be remembered by our brethren.
I'll fly a starship.
As the old Norse saying goes, cattle die and kinsmen die. For that I know is sure. One thing that never dies is the fame of a dead man's deeds.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
We remember the wicked with only a few. But the good, they live on forever. And the souls of their progeny that live in a better world. And those heroes will be back again and again and again. And I salute you all. All right, I'm going to go to Joel, George, Fred, Robert, Travis, and a few others if we have time. I want to recap the top stories today. Incredible developments that we have witnessed at the end on the economy. Before I do that, this show is made possible. And we're no longer live on PrisonPlanet.tv, right? Good. That was a pretty good rant I just did then for the camera. Love fighting the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about the great folks at Ecola Blue. It's an atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. Low operating costs. On average, it costs about 12 cents a gallon, and then it's paid off. But in the first year, 12 cents a gallon, then it's paid off. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. How it works, the water passes through an active carbon filter, and it's gathered from the atmosphere, the air, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter that is stored in the tank, illuminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. Also, the machine comes in the colors red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, or check them out again online by linking through at Infowars.com. Another fine sponsor is New Vitality. And they have hundreds of just mainline, high-quality, documented, high-quality source vitamins, minerals, things that are well-known to have nutritive and health effects, like Aloe's Body Cleanse, flushes out the guts, great. It's got 30 ingredients, the main ingredient, concentrated aloe vera. 800-569-4056, 800-569-4056. One of their other best-selling products is Super Beta Prostate that even medical studies and mainline medical doctors say, you know, takes Sol Palmetto, but it's got a bunch of other ingredients as well. After age 40, 45, you really should be taking something to for the health of your prostate. 800-569-4056, 800-569-4056, or newvitality.com, big banner up on Infowars.com. All right, quickly going to your calls. Joel in Texas, you're on the air. Hello.
Two things, man, right off the top. You got to run for some public office. I know you got your radio show. I know before you were thinking about doing that. You got to get Kay Bailey Hutchinson's running for governor. You got to be Texas governor, man. You got to step up and get into some position of power. I know you have a huge forum.
No, look. Number one, I don't overestimate how my reach. My reach is great virally through the mass of people, through you taking action. The election laws are so corrupt, there's no way to run legally. They will selectively enforce and put you in jail or fine you. Also, there's no voting in many areas of Texas now with the electronic fraud systems. And we're way past a lot of that. People should still vote, still be involved. But for me, my work is in filmmaking and radio and things.
I gotcha. What about satellite radio?
Well, satellite radio is owned by a conglomerate, and we've tried to get on, and they won't do it.
Okay. All right. And then
plus, it's a mouse that roars. There's only like 8 million people with both merged systems with 500 and something channels. I mean, they admit they're big. I know people who've gotten on there, no response. I mean, a 1,000-watt AM gets a bigger response than your average Sirius channel. I know people that, I mean, it's incredible. You got more than 1,000 channels now, right? But like 500 main ones. And then you've got 8 million subscribers divided into that, divided into, what's 8, What's 8 million divided by 500? And then you think about the fact that the average Sirius or XM listener, which now merged, may listen maybe an hour or two a day. So you got maybe a million listening at any one time.
Mm-hmm. Because one of the problems I'm running into is just in kind of trying to spread, you know, the truth and stuff is that the information's out there and people, they just aren't willing or just they don't want to believe it.
Well, Joel, they've got to see it over and over again, and I appreciate your call. I told you, folks, we're going to be talking about the bailout that passed a few hours ago and your response and your take to it and talk of Congress people being told literal martial law, they didn't pass it, blood in the streets. You heard it from the congressman earlier, wouldn't tell us who was saying it on the floor, but said it was quite a few people. Okay, and I'm mad at you, Joel, but we're on topic here. George in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, formerly Georgia, Florida. I moved to Texas.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Yes, I remember my dad telling me on his deathbed, he was a retired commander of the Marine Corps, and he was in a command meeting in Camp Lejeune, and a member from the Armed Services Committee told him, this is back with Nixon, and told him, don't follow the orders of the president, because I think George W. Bush is Nixon administration on steroids.
Well, that's right. It came out in the mainstream news that the Congress and the military, they had meetings, and they said the Congress is elected, the president's been proven to be a crook, he may try to launch a war. The military found out he wanted to bomb his own convention. This is now on PBS. This is declassified, the tapes. Bomb his own convention and declare martial law. So the military told all their commanders in all the branches, do not do it. Today, though, they love the black uniforms a little too much. Now, most of them don't like it, but we're not as moral as we were in the 70s.
It's just, like I say, it's like Nixon on steroids, and, you know, they got a dumbed-down military now.
I hear you. I'm glad you're bringing up the martial law angle. Your take on the bailout?
I just think it's a big shift of wealth from the have-nots to the haves.
No, that's it. Protecting them and fully imploding our economy. Obviously, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts said earlier, and he used to run the Treasury Department, folks, Wall Street Journal editor, too. Fred in Philly, you're on the air. I can't believe the guests we get for this show. It's a good radio show, man. Fred in Philly, go ahead.
Yeah. Could you explain to me the net worth of AIG? And basically, my theory might be that AIG was so heavily involved with paying off or paying under certain circumstances defaulted securities that a lot of these folks already got paid the first time.
No, that happened. That's why they get to keep it all secret, non-reviewable.
I hear you.
And they're allowed to pay whatever they want, even over market value, to themselves. It is $700-plus billion paid directly to the bankers that engineered it all. A huge bank robbery.
No, but, I mean, didn't the Treasury also bail out AIG with a down payment of $200 billion, something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
And they're going to continue those payments, right?
That's it. It's all about look, they're bringing the currency down. They're bringing the country down. They're just whoring it out. Just again, a picture of the U.S. is a big mansion full of beautiful paintings and furniture and marble and gold inlaid chandeliers. They've stolen the plasma TVs, the jewels, the furniture, and then they ripped out the wallpaper and they ripped out the sinks, the marble sinks, and now they're tearing out the rafters and pulling down the pillars and now they're grinding up the cement foundation to put it in. I mean, they are just stealing it all, sir.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by and blow your head off. All right, I appreciate your call. And I mean, that's what it comes down to. Just like the sheriff in Broward County, or what's the name of the county that was that? Did you ever find that clip, John, from 3 years ago I wanted to play? It's Burchard. Yeah, find it again. His mother's dying for 5 days. In the nursing home, and he's told, you can't go get your mother, his mother, not his wife, his mother out of the facility. And all these other cops stood down and followed Fed orders, and his mommy died 4 days later. So these aren't even bad cops. They're just, like, pathetic. They'll follow any order. And that was all a big psychological warfare test, what they call a laboratory test. Here it is. And so understand, while you're going bankrupt, while you're losing everything, they'll steal, SWAT team, attack, mow the people down, because it feels so good to have a black uniform. Meanwhile, their mommy, their wife, their cousins are going to be going bankrupt and homeless, too, in another part of the country, even in the same town. It doesn't matter, though. They're at the barracks, at the police barracks, there's going to be federal SWAT, and that's all that matters is that devil tattoo and feeling tough.
Well, don't worry, then you're going to get everything you want. Go ahead and play it.
National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7. They're burnt out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get it. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised.
All right, and then we fleshed it out and interviewed them. The feds wouldn't let the National Guard even in. They wanted to break down. They wouldn't let Walmart in. They wouldn't let the National, Coast Guard in. There's good people in the police and military. But let me tell you, letting your mama die as the head of emergency management isn't good. That's evil. Now, you're going to have some decisions to be making here. Robert in California, you're on the air.
This shows again that we should take down the names of everybody who voted yes on this thing and really look into their financial statements and see who bought and paid for them. The other thing is Joel was a little bit right that it's not necessarily that you should run for office, it's that we all should run for office, or at least those people who are good in our neighborhoods that are running for office, that we should get out there and support them.
I agree we should run to expose the election fraud. See, the globalists preemptively took over most of the voting systems, now about 40% enough to swing any major national move, so that they block us there. We have to have signed petitions to remove nationwide. You have to have a paper ballot removal of the electronic machines.
Yeah, I understand that, but also there's smaller elections where we have the base of power in a lot of areas that don't take money and they're not really rigged because they can't rig all of them.
I hear you and I agree with you. We need to swarm them.
Yes, absolutely.
Good job, Commander. Let's talk to Travis in Seattle. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, hello.
Yes, sir.
I would like to explain the parable of the fig tree real quick. When you go buy stock in a company, our shares, you own part of that company. You are then responsible for what that company does. Now, if it's an incorporation, a global outfit, what are the seeds of your fruit of your labor producing? That's all I got to say, Alex.
Misery, death, and destruction. Yeah, a lot of people think evil is cool. They think corruption is cool. They think it's all funny. You're going to find out how funny it is. People have been upright throughout history after collapses because they realize how dangerous evil is. But see, we were taught that it was cute and funny, and corruption was cute and funny, and we became corrupt, and now we're going to get gang raped. Let me tell you something. Evil is very, very, very bad. It's not a game. It's not a joke, and good people got to stand up now and let their light shine. All right, I want to bring Ted Anderson up for the balance of the broadcast. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Huge transmission coming up when this show ends, only on the Internet with the 93,000 people downloading the podcast one hour after it ends, the hundreds of thousands that tune into the restreams. You'll be able to hear all the congressmen and material and information we had on earlier. It was unbelievably powerful. The information is key. You have to get that information, write your own stories, your own facts. We break it all down and get it out to everybody. Ted Anderson, I told you that I wanted some buffaloes, a couple buffaloes, which the mint can't get gold at the price it wants, so it's basically stopped making coins. A bunch of other coins are running out or can't be gotten. The British sovereigns, the francs, you've got some half dollars, U.S. Half ounces, what are those, Franklins, that are going at a premium, but you got them close to melt. Incredible deals. And I know that you sold out, you ran out of the buffaloes, but you've got other coins that are almost in as heavy demand. You're going to try to get more of the buffaloes next week so we can offer those again. But tell folks what you've got if they want to convert some of their paper assets before the globalists steal it all into precious metals.
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe I ran into it. I've got about 10 of these bags of Franklin halves, which is unheard of. That's the coin that was made before the Kennedy. And Franklin halves are real tough right now. Everything's real tough right now. There's no question about it. I had to stop promoting the Walking Liberties because I couldn't get them anymore. That's the one before the Franklin. They're currently right now at $8.70 a piece. And I can't believe they just passed that thing. It drives me, you know.
And that's silver. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back at your take on things right now. Tell folks about the coins.
Yeah, sure. I'll go back into it. The British sovereign currently right now, 234. The franc right now is at 190. And I can tell you right now, both of those coins, the sovereign and the franc, are not available in the United States. Nobody can get them anymore. My sources are coming from Europe right now. That's the only place that I'm getting this stuff. These European coins are coming in, and I've got them coming in as fast as I can.
To explain that, they made owning gold privately illegal in the 30s, and so they did a scam where they sent all the gold to Europe for paper, and that's why it's the only stuff you can get now is coming back. Stay there, Ted. I want to finish breaking this down and then get your take as a financial expert for close to 30 years on the banker takeover today, the threats of martial law. Unbelievable. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
Final 5 minutes, worldwide transmission live.
I've become
my sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend.
Everyone I know.
Everyone I know.
Goes away in the end.
And you could have it all.
The empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
Yeah, the empire of dirt, the paper money they used to take over the U.S. and the world, coming down. Ted Anderson, finish up with those coins, and I'm going to get your take on what just happened with the banker takeover.
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to go with it. I mean, you asked me a question going on at the end of the break about why is the gold shipped to Europe in that time. Well, when FDR confiscated gold in 1933, they set up a new standard that allowed foreign banks to exchange their currency back, U.S. currency, for gold still, but the U.S. citizens couldn't. As they devaluated the currency and gold began to rise, it got up above $33 an ounce, which was the standard at that time. And so people started in foreign nations started, you know, requesting gold over paper currency. In addition to that, when we bailed off all those European countries after World War II, the destruction, we sent a lot of gold over there then, too, because nobody trusted.
Absolutely. People. And you're one of the biggest and best dealers out there, so you've been able to get a lot of stuff that people can't get anymore quickly. Tell them the coins.
Yeah, I'll go with it right now. We have British sovereigns. Currently, they're at 234. We have francs at 190, and I'm not kidding you. There are none in the United States to buy. And then we also have the Franklin half, which is, you know,
fabulous silver coin, and you've got a bunch of them.
Yeah, I've 10 bags. I mean, that's limited, obviously, but really definitely something that you should get into at this time.
I guess 10 bags isn't a lot for me. It sounds like a lot. You know, I'm thinking of.
Well, 10 bags at $1,000 per face, which means there's 20,000 coins. That's not an awful lot, and it's $8.70 a piece.
1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And so I guess when those are gone, they're gone. So however long that goes into the night, into the weekend, the brokers will be there all weekend, 1-800-686-2237. And Ted just does these incredible offers, folks, by buying low so he can sell, you know, to you when it's high. But, I mean, he's buying these right at what they are and basically just getting them out the door so he can, you know, introduce you to being customers and into precious metals. With all that's happening, they've signaled they're going to kill the dollar. They are going to kill us with inflation, move into metals now. They may even try to come after them later, but that's after they've already got your bank money. So this is another stopgap measure, a hedge against inflation, an emergency purse, 1-800-686-2237. Got those, you know, great half dollars in silver, gorgeous. You've got the gold that's very collectible because you can't even get them right now. 800-686-2237. Great deals on that. Ted, thanks for coming on. What did you think of the bailout?
Oh, you know, it's the worst case scenario that could have ever come across to the United States citizens. We are in big trouble financially.
And it's only the beginning. Ted, I'll talk to you after the show. God bless you.
Yep, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most powerful transmissions I've ever done, jam-packed, breaking down what's really happening in martial law in the House, them being forced to vote on this under threat of martial law and, quote, blood in the streets. They'll be right back in 1 minute, not on the AM and FM, but at InfoWars.com on the streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.